Today's shir is Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin. We will begin Daf Tezayin, Amun Aleph, at the top of the Amid, at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Ba'aba Parakim, there are four times during the year that are Olam Nidon, that the world is judged. Be Pesach, on Pesach, Ha'olam Alatfula. Be Pesach Alatfula. On Pesach, the entire world is judged on Tfula. If the produce that grows will be successful or not. And the Tori Evan discusses, when the Gemara says here that we are judged on Pesach on the success of the Tfuah, what is meant? He goes through various explanations. Doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but he suggests that it's difficult to say that's the first day of Pesach, because if it would be the first day of Pesach, then we ought to bring the Korban Omer on the first day of Pesach. So then he suggests that it's the second day of Pesach. But he says, what makes the second day special? Yes, we bring the Korban Omer on the second day, but why shouldn't it be the first day? Then he makes a suggestion that maybe it should be the last day of Pesach. Then he makes a suggestion that maybe it's a combination, and really all the days of Pesach are combined to be the day on which we are judged. So it's clear in the Gemara, it's clear in the Mishnah, that we are judged throughout. We're judged on Pesach al Tfuah, on the success of the grain, that if it's going to come out the way it's supposed to be, but it's not clear what day of Pesach that happens. Betzeres, on Shavuos, al Peres Ilan, is the day that we are judged on the Peres Ilan. Tosfos asks that there's a famous story quoted in the Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where there was a chassid whose wife was upset at him, and because of that he didn't come home on the night of Rosh Hashanah, and he went to the cemetery, and he heard in the cemetery, the Gemara says, how two ruchos, two spirits, were speaking to each other and discussing what will the world look like in terms of the success of the grain. So ask Tosfos, how could we say that on Pesach we're judged on the Tfuah, where it's very clear from that Gemara that it was that judgment was taking place on Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos answers that what they were discussing was on Rosh Hashanah, what was decided on the previous Pesach. The Ritva says that indeed, from that story is a raya that our Mishnah might not be the correct halacha. Tzif Sechamim also goes on to say that when our Mishnah speaks about Tvua, it's not limited just to grain. It's talking about anything that grows from the ground, aside from trees. And the reason, explains the Meiri, why it specifically happens on Pesach is because Pesach is the time where they cut the grain. It's the Zman HaKotzir. So therefore, since it's the time of cutting, it's an appropriate time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the decision on the success of the Tfuah. Atzeres, we know, is called Shavuos, even though the Torah does not call Shavuos by the name of Atzeres, but in Gemara, it's often called that name, because as the Yalkut Shemini explains, Shemini Atzeres really should have been 50 days after Sukkot, just like Shavuos is 50 days. We know the Sefirah is 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos. The reason that Shemini Atzeres was not established exactly 50 days after Shavuos, after Sukkot, is because it's the winter, it's the rainy season, and therefore it's difficult to travel in Eretz Yisrael back to the Beis HaMikdash to be Oyle Regel. But the Chazal wanted us to understand that the concept behind Shemini Shavuos is very simple, similar to the concept behind Shemini Atzeres. And we know that Shemini Atzeres, the Medrash says, represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Klal Yisrael, his beloved nation, please stay with me for one more day. And just like on Shemini Atzeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, stay with me one more day to show the love that exists between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So too, Shavuos is a day in which it is represented the love that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, represented by it being the day that we receive the Torah. And to show that common theme that exists between Shavuos and Shemini Atzeres, the special connection that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Shavuos is often called Atzeres. And the Gemara says, by Atzeres, we are judged on Peiros Ilan, on the success of the fruit that we will have this year. And this is the source for the minig, the well-known minig, that many people have flowers on Shavuos, and many shuls, they put up trees and shuls, all for the reason to represent that we're judged on Peiros Ilan. Rosh Hashanah, Kabaya Oilam Oirim Lefanav Kivnei Maroyim, all of us passed in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Mitzvah and Daf Yudches will explain what Kivnei Maroyim is. Shnemar, Hayotzu Yachad Libam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all of us, Hamevin HaKamaseim, judges all of our actions. And Chag, on Sukkos, Nidonim HaMayim, were judged on the water. The reason why Sukkos is called Chag is because Chag, says the Tosfos Yontif, represents a circle. And Shavuos is the day that we, which is the Zman Simcha Seinu, it's the time of much Simcha in our with our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because it's that day, that because it has that special quality, that's why Sukkos is called Chag. The Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is the day which is Rosh Hashanah. The reason, explains the Ran, why it's specifically that's the day that we are judged. So the Ran says that was the day that Adam Harishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that just this will be a siman to your children, that just like on this day I judge you and you came out not innocent, but you came out that I spared you, so too every year, even though we go through a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we will come out fine. Another pshat is that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally, as Rashi teaches us in Parshas Bereishis, originally wanted to create the world with the Midas Hadin, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is the day that is considered the Yom Hadin. Others explain that since we know that Yom Kippur, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately was Meichel, gave us Mechil of a Slicha, and apparently in the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim leading up to Yom Kippur, in the final 10 days is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started showing Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to be Meichel them, and it was the final judgment. And that's why Rosh Hashanah was chosen, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is 10 days before Yom Kippur, which is 10 days in Tishrei, was chosen for that purpose. So the Sefer Ben Yoyada says, why does the Mishnah use the words Kol Baye Olam? Why doesn't it say Kol Bnei Adam or Kol Brios? So he explains that what happens in Rosh Hashanah is not only the people who are here in the world now are judged on Rosh Hashanah, but even those who were here and are no longer here, called by Olam, are all judged in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mashah says, and what's pshat in the words Oivrim Lefanov? So the Mashah says that as we're going to learn, that it begins on Rosh Hashanah, but it ultimately culminates on Yom Kippur. So that's why the Gemara uses the word Oivrim Lefanov, that we only begin our process of being judged on Yom Kippur, but ultimately what happens is on Rosh Hashanah, but ultimately it keeps on going Oivrim Lefanov. It's the beginning of the process, but ultimately it ends on Yom Kippur. Another pshat I saw in the Sefer Karma Yisroel, what does the Gemara mean when it says Hayoytze Yachad Libam, to prove that this happens on Rosh Hashanah? So he explains that the din, the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is very different than the judgment of a human being. When a judge looks at a certain person, when the judge looks at a certain person, he looks at that person alone, guilty or innocent, if he deserves a punishment, what punishment should he get? Unlike when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges somebody. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges somebody, he doesn't only look at that person alone. He looks at all, at everybody who's going to be affected by what is done to that person. And therefore, explains the Sefer Karma Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Hayotze Yachad Libam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the entirety of what is the repercussion of whatever judgment is going to happen. The Kedusha Slavi explains that we're going to learn that in our Gemara soon, that one man d'amar holds that we're judged in Rosh Hashanah, and the other man d'amar holds that we're judged every day. So he explains that the way it works is that in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a general decision of what will the world look like. But the specifics, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that a person should have something, but the specifics, when he should have it, how he should have it, is only decided, is decided on a day-by-day basis. So we just learned in the Gemara that Ubechag Nedoinim Alamayim. So the Ben Ish Chai explains that when the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says B'chag Nedoinim Alamayim, it really refers back to everything that was just mentioned in the Mishnah. Because everything that's mentioned in the Mishnah depends on water. We cannot exist without water. Human beings cannot exist without water. Nor could anything in the world exist without water. So B'chag Nedoinim Alamayim, which really affects everything in this world. As the Gemara, we started the Mishnah by saying that B'Pesach Nedoinim Alamayim, Nedoinim Ala Tfuah. Ask the Gemara, Hay Tfuah, when the Mishnah says that we're judged on Tfuah, what is meant? Ilay Mahat Tfuah, the Kaima, if we're talking about the Tfuah that already exists, so as the Gemara, Kol Hani Habdiki, the Adola, everything, all the experiences that happened to this Tfuah, Amos is them. When was that decided? Ella Tfuah the Mizdara. We're talking about produce that's still left to be planted. And anything that's going to be planted after Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides on Pesach the success of that tefuah. Ask the Gemara, Lamemri Dechadina Mistana. But according to this interpretation, there's one time in the year where we are judged on the tefuah. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, have we not learned in the Braisa, tefuah Sher Bekeri, if tefuah was ruined by an act of God, if there was a flood, Oinus, or any other type of accident, if it happened Pesach, Nedonis Lishover, it was obviously decided on last year Pesach. Lacha Pesach, if the Tfuah gets adversely affected after Pesach, Nedonis Labo, it was obviously decided on the Pesach right before it happened. Similarly, says the Brice, Adam Shiyad Rabbi Kari Oinus Kadmi Yom Kippurim, if something happened to somebody before Yom Kippur, the Dinus Love Shavar. It was obviously decided already last Yom Kippur. Lach Yom Kippur, if something happens to somebody after Yom Kippur, Nidan Lahaba, it obviously was only decided on that Yom Kippur. Amar Rava, Shma Mina. So after we learn this Brice, says Rava, it's obvious the Trei Dinam Astana. Everybody and everything is judged twice. Whatever happens before Pesach was decided last year Pesach, and whatever happens after Pesach was decided on this year Pesach. And because of that, says Abayu, I'm Abayu Hilkach, Ki Chazi Inish Dematzlich Zara Afla. If somebody says that somebody sees that he's been successful with the Tvua that he planted in Cheshvan, which is the normal time, it's a proof that he had a good din, that they judged him favorably. Lick them, Lazara Charfa. So anything else that he wants to plant, let him plant before Pesach, because he's obviously riding on a good judgment. Ad the mati in the dainik kadam solik, before he's judged again, and he cannot be certain what will happen. So our Mishnah spoke about the four times in the year when the world is judged. Ask the Gemara, Mani Masnissen, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Says, comes to Gemara, it seems that our Mishnah is Loi Reb Meir, Veloi Reb Yehuda, Veloi Reb Yosi, Veloi Reb Nosson. It doesn't follow the opinion of any of the Tanoim that are mentioned in this Braisa. Because the Tanya, the Braisa says, Hakol Nidoinim B'Rosh Hashanah, everybody is judged in Rosh Hashanah. Uzad din shalom nechtem b'yom kippurim, and their judgment is sealed on Yom Kippur. Divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kakol Nidoinim B'Rosh Hashanah, everybody is judged in Rosh Hashanah. V'gzad din shalom nechtem kol echad ve'echad b'zmanai. The final decree is sealed everyone in the appropriate time. But Pesach is when it's sealed al atfua. Betzeris is when it's sealed al peres ha'ilon. B'chag Nidoinim l'mayim. V'adam Nidoinim Rosh Hashanah. V'gzad din shalom nechtem b'yom kippurim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Adam Nidim B'kol Yoyim, a person is judged on a daily basis. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'atifkedenu L'Bekorim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Adam Nidim B'kol Shor, were judged on a hourly basis. Shenema, L'Rgoyim Techninenu. So at the Tanava Mishnah that says that we're judged in these four times of the year that we were learned in our Mishnah is not consistent with any of this Tanoim. Because according to Meir Yehuda, everybody is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah said that everything is judged in the appropriate time. According to Rabbi Yosef and Nosson, a person is judged every day, every hour, not like our Mishnah says, which it only happens in Rosh Hashanah. The Chitayim Leim, Rabbi Yehuda, if you'll say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Yehuda, and what our Mishnah means to say is that every time that everything is judged in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gzar Din for every specific item is at the time mentioned, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda will say v'chi tani masnisen, that when our Mishnah speaks about the four times, it's our Gzar Din. Our Mishnah is not speaking about the Tchilas Din, the beginning of the judgment, because Rabbi Yehuda will agree that everything is begun on Rosh Hashanah. But if that's going to be the case, that our Mishnah to be understood that way, Yachik Kasha b'nei Adam. Our Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, which seems to indicate that our Mishnah is talking about the Gzar Din, that it happens in Rosh Hashanah, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that the Gzar Din happens on Yom Kippur. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hai Tana the Beir of Shmoli. The Tana of our Mishnah is the Tana Beir of Shmol, the Tana Beir of Shmol, Ba'arba Prokam Olam Nidon, Pesach latfuah, betzeres aperes ilon, bechag nidoinim alamayim, v'adam nidim Rosh Hashanah, v'gzadin shloim nechtem b'yom kippurim, v'chitani masnissen. If that's the case, our Mishnah is talking about the tchilasadin, and the tchilasadin is indeed on Yom Kippur, and our Mishnah is following. Our Mishnah is not, and the Tchilstin, the Gzardin is not on Rosh Hashanah, not only on Yom Kippur. And our Mishnah is talking about the Tchilstin, which is exactly what the Tana Beir Yishmael said. Ask the Gemara, Amar Chiz the Mai Tam Rabbi Yosi, what is the basis for Rabbi Yosi's explanation that Adam Nidon Lekol, that Adam Nidon Lekol Yoim? Says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on a daily basis. Ask the Gemara, obviously that's his reason. He said so explicitly. Says the Gemara, non hachi kaminin. Our question was, my tama le'amak Reb Nosson. Why don't he say, like Reb Nosson, that we're judged not just on a daily basis, but rather we're judged on an hourly basis? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, l'rgoyim tifchanena. And he explains, b'china doesn't mean judgment. Bechina means a unibah alma. The Kodesh Baruch Hu just looks at us, but not judges us. Ask the Gemara, if that's what you want to say, Rabbi Yosi, who based his opinion on the word v'tifkedeno, doesn't Pegida also mean, ask the Gemara, unibah alma hi? Elam Rav Chizda, Tam Rav Yosi Mahach, the basis for Rav Yosi is, the Pasuk says, Lasus Mishpat Avdoi, or Mishpat Amma Yisrael, Dvar Yoim B'yoimei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on a daily basis. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, that's the source how he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on a daily basis. So the Baal Shem asks a question. Here we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on a daily basis, yet we know and will continue discussing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. How are these two concepts reconciled? So I saw that the Bava Rebbe Zatzal quotes a story from the Baal Shem. He says, the Baal Shem once met a person, a poor person, who worked very hard to make a living. And he asked this person, how's it going? And the person complained, I have a very difficult life. I barely have any parnasa. Then he met this person another time, and he asked him the same question, how are things going? And the person answered in a very positive way. So what happened? So the Baal Shem said, this person was experiencing on the second time I met him, the same kind of experience that he was having the first time I met him. The only difference, he said, was that the first time I met him, he was judged that he shouldn't accept what's supposed to happen to him in a positive way. And the second time I met him, he felt he was judged that what was judged that should happen to him, he took in a much positive way. And that's pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides on a daily basis is how will we accept that judgment? Will we accept that judgment in a positive way, or will we accept that judgment and in not a positive way, where we will be upset with what we're supposed to have? So here we learn that it's a privilege that Adam nidam b'chol yoyim. So I saw that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed has a very interesting discussion. If a person has two opportunities, how to make a panasa. One is that he could have his own business, and one is he could have a position with a salary. What's better? So he says, it really depends. He says, there may be, as we're learning in this Gemara, that a person should prefer to take a job, to take the position where he's judged that he's judged every day. When you have a business, every day you wake up in the morning and you mispowel that you should be successful today in your business. And Al Gemara is telling us that that's Adam Nidim B'chal Yoyim. It's an opportunity to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis. There's a famous Gemara, Masechta Yuma, that I involve Amar Aleph, that says, Sholo Talmidim is Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Rav Shimon Ben Yochai's Talmidim asked him, V'neimah lo yorlem Yisrael mon pamach b'shona. We had this tremendous miracle that the mon fell in the Midbar. Why did it have to fall every day? Why didn't it fall just once a year? And he answered with a mashal, where there was a king who had a son, and the king supported his son. And the king said, if I will only give my son on an annual basis what he needs, then he'll only come to see me annually. I want him to come see me and be connected to me on a daily basis. So therefore, I'm only going to give him panasa on a daily basis. By only giving him panasa on a daily basis, he'll rely on me on a daily basis. So maybe it's better that a person should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the Rashi in Parashas Noach, based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Chaf on the base, says that the Yoina brought to Noach a leaf of an olive tree, and he said, the Yoina said to Noach, it's better that I should take this bitter food but rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu than to have to rely on a human being. On the other hand, there is certainly a concept of Yishuv Hadas, that a person should be able to be calm and be able, if he's calm, he's able to learn better, he's able to do his Avodah Hashem better, and he's in general a better person. So it's difficult to decide what is better, and really there is no firm answer to this question. Every person has to know for himself what is better for himself. And he quotes there a fantastic story. He says, the Megal Amukos was the Rav of the city of Krakow. And the Megal Amukos decided that he was giving up that job. And he told the members of the city, his Talmidim, I'm leaving. I'm going to move. And then, right before he was supposed to move, he changed his mind. And his Talmidim asked him, what caused you to change your mind? So he said, I'll tell you what happened. What happened was that I got the most fascinating the entire came in front of me. He says, there was a Jew who was a poor person, who was a tzaddik, but a poor person. He used to bake bagels. And every day he baked bagels and sold them. And from that he had his meager income. And then one day somebody meets him and says, how much do you earn on a weekly basis, whatever the number was? He says, from now on, I will give you that amount of money, and you sit and learn and daven. And then afterwards, this person decided that he wanted to back out of the deal, the baker. Because he said, every time I baked, as I prepared the dough, I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dough should come out well. When I put it into the oven, I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should bake well. When I took it to sell, I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should sell well. So I was constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I felt that closeness. Now that I get a salary on a weekly basis, that you give me a salary that I should sit and learn and daven, I don't feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to nullify the deal. And the person, the zvulun in the deal, said, a deal is a deal is a deal. He said, if there's a city where we have two such people, one person wants to be constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other person wants to never give up the opportunity to help support a tzaddik, that's the city in which I want to live. Vama Rav Chisda, Melech v'tzibur, if the king and the tzibur come to din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech nichnes l'din t'chil l'din. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the king. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lasos mishpat avdoi or mishpat am Yisrael. Asking Ramai Tama, what's the reason? Says, it's inappropriate that the king should have to be sitting outside waiting. As the judgment goes on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that people do averis, he gets angrier. And we don't want that the king should be the subject of that anger. So of course the question is, the Shem Shmuel asks, if he's deserving, if he's deserving of a difficult judgment, he'll be judged that way. And if he's not deserving, he's not deserving. How do we understand this Gemara? So Shem Shmuel explains that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the people and sees that they didn't act that the way they were supposed to act, what's the reason? What causes that people should act that way? Because the king, the leaders, didn't train them properly. So if the king is only going to come after Kavi Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw all the people who didn't act the way they were supposed to act, he's going to be punished for all the people's averis. In order to avoid that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the king first. Amar Rav Yosef, Kamam Matzlina Idna, according to whose opinion do we daven on a daily basis, Aktsiri, on people who are unfortunately sick, Vamarei, on Talmid Chachamim. Because as the Gemara says, because Talmid Chachamim are constantly learning, that causes them to become weak. Kaman, Reb Yosi, says the Gemara, it's following the opinion of Reb Yosi, who just said, Reb Yosi says that everybody is judged on a daily basis. It's even following the opinion of Rabbanan that we are all judged and decided upon on Rosh Hashanah, but it's going to Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Yofet Tzok L'Adam, a person can be mispalel, Ben Kodim Gzardin, Ben Lach Gzardin, whether before HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision or after he made the decision, still we have tefillah is always possible. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah of Klal Yisrael, and when we mispalel with the right kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even rips up a gzar din that might have been difficult. Tanya Amr Yehuda Mishmar Bekiva Mabnei Ma Amr Taira Haviu Omer Pesach. As we discussed at the beginning of the shir, on the second day of Pesach they brought a carbon Omer. Says the Gemara, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to do that? Neshe Pesach Zman Tfuhu. Pesach is the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on the Tfuah, as we learned in the Mishnah, and Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Haviu Lefanei Omer Pesach. Bring to me the carbon Omer and Pesach, Kiteish Tizbarach Lechem Tfuah Shebesadus. That will cause that the Tfuah in the field should be blessed. So the Ben Ishchai asks, if that's the case, why do we wait for the second day of Pesach to bring the Omer? Why isn't it brought on the first day? So the Ben Ishchai says that if it would be brought on the first day, when we're all oil regal, people will say that we're bringing it only because we come to be oil regal, we come to do the carbon oimer, because we're concerned about panasa. So in order that we should not be accused that's our intent, so the way we avoid that accusation, the way we avoid that accusation is that we don't bring it on the cut on the first day, we bring it on the second day. So of course the Rebbeinu Bechaya asks, Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. We don't get schar for doing mitzvahs in this world. So what's pshat? Havi l'fana oimer, and we'll get schar. So the Meiri actually says that the schar that's being referred to here is for Olam Haba. But the Rebbeinu Bechaya says that this time we get schar in this world is not that we actually get schar. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. Rather, explains the Rebbeinu Bechaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an environment that we should be able to do the mitzvahs. And if we do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that that's what we're interested in doing in this world. And if that's what we're interested in doing in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an environment that should be easier for us to do more mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara, we know the Shtei Lechem is brought in Tzeres, and after we bring the Shtei Lechem, the Karban Mincha could be brought from the Chodesh. Tzeres is when we're judged on the fruit. Bring to me the Shtei Lechem by Tzeres, that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give you Peres Ilan, fruit that's good. But the question is that Shtei Lechem comes from chitim, from wheat. And here we're asking for bracha for fruit. So the Mefarshim respond that the Gemara says, Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin discusses, what was the fruit tree, the Eitz Hadas, that Adam Rishon ate from? And it says chitim. Originally, wheat was a fruit. And that's why it belongs to Shavuos, because it originally was a fruit. What did the Torah say to do the mitzvah nisach ha-mayim on Sukkos? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefanei mayim b'chag, do nisach ha-mayim, kedosh baruch lehem gishmei ha-shana. And as I saw, the Ksif Seicham explains, really, what we ought to bring in the Beis HaMikdash is wine. It's interesting that we bring water. Why do we bring water? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, by doing the mitzvah nisach hamayim, we have bracha in the water for the whole year. Emre lefanai Rosh Hashanah, malchus zechayim v'shayfus. We know that that's the serious tefillah that we say and by Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, k'dei shetem lechenu aleichem. Malchus has said that we declare that Kadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. Zechayim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember us in a positive way. And how is that all accomplished? By doing it with a shofar. Because as I saw, just like in those days when they anointed a king, when they declared a new king, they blew a shofar. We on Rosh Hashanah are saying that we recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Ha'olam. And because we recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech Olam, we blow a shofar representing that. Amar Rav Avuah, lama taikum shofar shel ayil? Why do we blow with a shofar shel ayil? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, tikul lefanei b'shofar shel ayil, blow that shofar, kedei she'eskel chem akedus Yitzchak ben Avram, in order that I should remember the kedei of Yitzchak ben Avram, omala ani aleichem, and I will consider it, kil akadetem etzchem lefanei. As if every Jew was ready to speak, to be, put himself up for a kedah. So I saw a beautiful vart. Avram Avinu when we look at the act of Akedah, Avraham Avinu was ready to put up his son as a carbon, and Yitzchak was ready to be a carbon. So we say on Rosh Hashanah that just like, and ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I won't take Yitzchak as the Akedah, he took the aisle instead. And what we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah is that even if we did Averis Chas V'Shalom and we are deserving of punishment, substitute the punishment with something else instead of us suffering. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Taikin Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar from Rosh Hashanah? Stops the Gemara. Lama Taikin? What kind of question is that? Why do we blow the shofar? Rachmana Amar Tiku. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to blow the shofar. Rather, says the Gemara, Lama Marian. Why do we do a trua? Ask the Gemara, Marian. The same answer. Rachmana Amar Zichron Trua. So it's clear that we have to do a Zichron Trua. Says the Gemara, the question is, Lama Taikin Marian Kishi Yashvin. Why do we do Tkiyah and Teruah, the Tkiyah is the Miyoshev, before we daven Musaf, and then Taikim Marin Kishanamdim, we have the Tkiyah is the Miyoshev, and then we have the Tkiyah is the Miyomid by Musaf. Kedel Arviv as a Satan, says the Gemara, that the reason we do this is to confuse the Satan. That the Satan sees that we're blowing, and because we're blowing, it could get some confusion, and we're blowing more than we're supposed to, that causes him to get confused. So the Gemara says, Lama Taikin, and the Gemara says, Rechman Lama Taikin. What is the Gemara teaching us? A person blows the shofar, and he thinks that he has to have all sorts of kavanas when he blows the shofar. Teaches us the Gemara, when we blow the shofar, what is supposed to be our kavanah? Rachmana Amar Tiku. We're doing it because that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. Another pshat that I saw is Rachmana Amar Tiku, when we blow the shofar, we are supposed to, that causes that Rachmana, that causes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should have HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us. And that's the Kavanah with the Malchius and the Zichronius, that until our entire being comes to the total recognition that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's then and only then have we properly fulfilled the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar. And that's also how we remember the Akedah. Because when we remember the Akedah, we're saying that we, as the descendants of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak, have in us a little of Avraham Avinu and a little of Yitzchak, of their fantastic midas. And when the Satan explains the Mefarshim, sees the tremendous chavivus, the tremendous love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for, that Klai Yisrael has for mitzvahs, they blow the Tekiyas the Yoshev, they blow the Tekiyas the Momed, that what is Ma'arav HaSatan that causes him to say, I can't do anything against them. And of course, many Mefarshim ask the question, we do this on a yearly basis, an annual basis, so hasn't the Satan figured out what's going on? So I saw that the Imri Emes said that if the Satan doesn't stop on an annual basis to try to do bad and try to say bad about Klal Yisrael, Midah Toiva Merubah Midah Peronius. So certainly doing it, that when we do the right thing, even though we do it on an annual basis, that is Ma'arviv the Satan. That causes the Satan to get completely confused when he sees how we are so connected to doing a mitzvah. And Tosfos quotes the Aruch, that quotes the Yerushalmi, that kach shama kal shifura zim nechada. When the Satan hears the kal shifura the first time, ball v'loy ball, he's somewhat confused. The kach shama tinyonim, but when he hears it the second time, am vadi ze shifura the itaka b'shifur gadol. This is the shofar of Mashiach, Umata Zimnul Mizbala, where the Satan will no longer be in existence. Mis'aviv, the lesson they play, Lebavakatakuri. And he gets completely confused and he stops saying bad about Klal Yisrael. So I saw the Satan Rebbe said we see how easy, how close we are to Mashiach. If we blow the shofar once and twice, and we blow it properly, the Satan is convinced that Mashiach is right here, and he doesn't have the ability to do anything further. The power of doing a mitzvah properly. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shein Tokin LaBetchilasai, any year where we don't blow the shofar at the beginning of the year, Marulin LaBetchilasai, it will not be a good sign for this year at the end of the year. My Tama, because as we just learned, the Satan gets confused when we blow the shofar, and that is missing if we don't blow the shofar. So Tosfos quotes the Behag that even if we didn't blow the shofar because of an oinus, of something that was unavoidable, still it's not a good siman. And as he explains, even though, as the Taz explains, that even though we know b'chol haTorah kula oinus rachmona patrei, if something was unavoidable, he's not held liable. Still, if a person didn't have the opportunity to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that's a bad sign from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chachma explains that when we blow the shofar, we are afforded a very special protection, because as we just learned, it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Akedah. And if we don't blow the shofar, we don't have that special protection. And if we don't have that special protection, then we have what to worry about. However, says the Behag, even though not blowing the shofar is a bad sign, but if we don't blow the shofar because of Shabbos, and we know the Gemara says that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos because Chazal made a gzeira, Shem Yavarena Dalar Amos B'Shus HaRabim, then the Behag says, of course we have nothing to worry about because we didn't blow the shofar because that's what Chazal told us to do. But Aaron Cutler asked the question, if, as we just learned, the blowing of the shofar is so very important, how could Chazal cancel blowing the shofar because of some gezeira, Shem Yavirena Dal Amos B'Shus Rabbim? Says Rabbi Aaron Cutler, when Klai Yisrael don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, what are we showing? We're demonstrating that we're so concerned about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, we're so concerned about Chil Shabbos, that even though we have the opportunity to do this incredible mitzvah of blowing the shofar, we're not going to blow the shofar if the expense of blowing the shofar may come to Chil Shabbos. When the Satan sees that we are so devoted to mitzvahs, when we are so devoted to mitzvahs, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the protection that the shofar brings is accomplished similarly by not blowing the shofar because we want to follow the words of Chazal. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shirosha B'Tchilosai, at any year that at the beginning of the year, Klai Yisrael act like paupers, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua, Misasheris B'Soifa. That will ultimately lead to a successful year. Shenema Mireishis Hashana, Mireishis. The Reishis is spelled without the Aleph, indicating Rosh, that we're poor. At Achris, if that's the way we are at the beginning of the year, Soifa Sheish Le Achris, it will be a great year. And as the Kedushas Levi says, what's Pshat in this Gemara? If a person begins the year realizing that he's completely dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if a person announces and shows that he is completely dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, and when we act that way, we will be fine. A person is judged only according to what he is at that moment. It says by Yishmael that even though we know that Yishmael's children did terrible things to Klal Yisrael, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach said to Hagar, Malach HaHagar, Al Tirei, Kisham Alakim, Al Anah Ba'asher Husham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this person, Ba'asher Husham. So of course, many Mefarshim ask that we know that the Gemara says that a Ben Sayre Meirur is needed no shame Seifer. We look at what ultimately is going to be with this person. So why over here were they lenient with Yishmael? So the Mefarshim explained there's a difference between an Aveira that's been Adam l'makom and an Aveira that's been Adam l'chaveroi. Shmuel's Aveira has been Adam l'makom. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more lenient. When it's a Aveira ben Adam l'chaveroi, which is a ben Tzair and Meirer, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more machmer. Another pshat that I saw is there's a difference between the Din Shamata and the Din Shamala. Bezin Shamata punishes. Bezin Shamata doesn't. Another pshat that I saw is that it depends, is this person going to be bad or this children will be bad? By Yishmael, it wasn't he who was going to be bad. It was his descendants. And since it was his descendants, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis. The Ben Tzair and Meirer, he himself is going to act not the way he's supposed to act. And because he himself is going to act the way it's not supposed to be, that's why he's punished. There are three things that causes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember that a person did Averis. If a person walks under a wall that is dangerous and a person needs zchusim, that he should be saved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that in tefillah. So there are a number of pshatim and in tefillah. Rashi says that if somebody davens and he says, I davened properly, and since I davened properly, I'm confident that everything will be fine. Rabbeinu Tam says just the opposite. If somebody davens without kavanah, then he has to be concerned that he won't have any Yeshua. If somebody does something bad to someone else, and I say, well, this is going to happen, he's going to be punished. It's not for us to decide who deserves a punishment. If I say that this person is going to be punished, should be punished, who nenesh tchila? Shenemar, the Thomas Sarah al Avram. Sarah said to Avram, Chamasi alecha. Sarah was upset about the story with Hagar, and she said to Avram, Yishbet Hashem beini ubenecha. And then the pasuk says, the Yov Avram lispet al Sarah lefkaisai. Sarah was taken from the world. Says the Gemara of Amar Yitzchak Abad Varm Mekarin Gzardina Shel Adam. Four things cause that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should rip up any bad judgment against an individual. She stalka tatsam mavus, tzaka davening with kavana, shinu Hashem, changing your name. Because when you change your name, says the Ritva, then what we're saying is that even if chas v'shalom there was a decree, a negative decree about a person, that person is not that person. It's not the person that this decree was made, because he made a shinu Hashem and shinu masa. If a person does tshuva, so the first mask, of course, tshuva is very powerful. What are we learning here? The power of tshuva? The answer is that the tshuva here is not only tshuva that'll start doing mitzvahs, but tshuva is that even in his day-to-day life, he'll act different. And that is going to cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall look differently at him. Tztaka d'ksiv, tztaka tatzma mavis. Tztaka d'ksiv yitzako al shem b'tzalhem, umin moitzei seyem yitziyem. Shina Hashem d'ksiv, sari eshtecha lo sikre eshma, sarai ki sara shma. And Hashem changes her name from Sarai to Sara. The Ksiv, and then the pasuk says, "V'rachti oisav gam nesatim menel l'chaben." Shini meis the Ksiv, v'yarl kimes maseyim, that they did tshuva. In Yoina, the people of Nineveh did tshuva. The Ksiv, yinochem al kim al rosh adiba lasses lem v'loy osa. V'yeshamer af shini makam, that if a person changes where he lives, because a person by changing where he lives, he will change the way he acts. The Ksiv Yom Hashem al Avram, Lechucha mi'artcha, v'hada v'escha l'kai gadol. V'idach, and the other one that doesn't mention this, says because that was Hahu, Schus d'Eretz Yisrael, who the Hanalei, he had a special Schus, the Schus of Eretz Yisrael is what protected him, but it's not to be considered anything else. Amar v'itzachayv, Adam ha'agbal p'nei Rabbi Beregel. A person has to visit his Rebbe on Yontif. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that the Isha Shunamis, who had a child with the Brach of Elisha, and then that child passed away, and she wanted to go back to Elisha, and her husband asks her, Ma Why all of a sudden are you going to visit him? It's not Chodesh or Shabbos. The Chodesh or Shabbos, it was Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, Ibrahim Lelemezel. So I saw why specifically Chodesh and Shabbos, because women don't work on Rosh Chodesh, and women don't work on Shabbos, so they're available to go, to see the Navi. Says the Gemara, a person before Yontif has to go to the mikvah. That a person has to be careful not to come in contact with Tuma before Yontif. That Klaisel should never come in contact with an Nevela. That can't be. Because says the Gemara, Tama Loimer, have to be concerned about tuma. Says the Gemara, if we speak about tuma smes, kahanim are careful. Yisrael emes harim tuma kal loikoshkein. So certainly, Nevela, which is a weaker tumor, Klaisol should not have to be concerned about. And Maltam Loibim Minvlos Loisigu, it's talking about Regal. That before Yom Tovim, a person, Chayv Latar Atzmoy, he should be Mitar himself. And the reason he has to do it before Yontif is because we know whenever somebody is Tomei, he has to have Herav Shemesh. So if he goes to the mikveh Erev Yontif, he'll have Herav Shemesh on the first night of Yontif, and by the first day of Yontif, he will be completely Tomei. I saw another pshat, Chayv Adam Latar Atzmoy Beregel. Regal means Regilus. What a person is accustomed to do, it may be accustomed to do something which is not right. The tar atzma beregel on yontif, he has to be matar himself to start only doing what he's supposed to do, only to do the right things. And another pshat I saw beregel, a person has to go with his feet to prepare for yontif, exert himself in the preparation for yontif. Amra kibzdoy, amra biyachin, shloshin the sfarim neftachim Rosh Hashanah, the three sfarim that open Rosh Hashanah, echad shel rishayim gemurim, echad shel tzadikim gemurim, vechad shel b'neinim, rishayim, tzadikim, and average. Tzadikim gemurim nechtam l'altar l'chayim, rishayim gemurim nechtam nechtatim l'altar l'misa, b'neinim t'luyim v'omdim Rosh Hashanah, ad yom kippurim, they stay in abeyance, nechtav in imzachu, if they did tshuva, nechtavim. L'chaim, z'loy zoch nechtav l'meisim. I'm Rava Mikra. The pasuk says, Yimachim esef v'chaim, v'm tzadikim al yikasevu. Yimachim esef is a sifrin shal Rishayim Gemurim. That's where the Rishayim Gemurim are written down. Chaim is a sifrin shal tzadikim, where the tzadikim are written down. V'm tzadikim, the extra v'im, is a sifrin shal b'neinim. V'nachim yitzchah mahachop, v'am ayin, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ta'kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're Moichel Klal Yisrael, great. And my Mecheni no Mesifcha Shek Safta, Mecheni no Zasifcha Shek Rishoyim, Mesifcha Zasifcha Shek Tzadikim, and Shek Safta Zasifcha Shek Benoinim. So of course, Taisus and all the Rishoyim ask, if Tzadikim are judged L'chaim and Rishoyim for not, so the question is that we see that the Tzadikim that don't survive always. And on the other hand, we see the Rishoyim that do survive. How do we understand that? Based on what we just learned in our Gemara. So Taisus answers that the judgment that we're speaking about is not an Olam Hazeh. The judgment that we're speaking about is for Olam Haba. And another pshat that the Ramban suggests is that we look at it, if you're a tzaddik, you deserve to live, and if you're Rosh, you don't deserve to live. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a different way of looking at things. And even though a person's a tzaddik, maybe he's supposed to leave the world and rush the other way around. The Chinuch says that it's referring here to tzaddik gomer and a rosh gomer. But if a person is not a rosh gomer, even the rosh has some mitzvahs, or the tzaddik has some averus, then that's not the tzaddik and the rosh that is referred to. And the Ravid explains that when it says nechtavim la'al chayim, doesn't mean that the person will live forever. But what it means is that if a person is a tzaddik and he does what's right, he will be zoicha tarichas yomim.